Hi, this is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, digitalcontentmanager.ie. You're very welcome to this week's podcast, where I chat with Alana O'Regan, business and mindset coach, about fear. As the quote goes, fear kills more dreams than failure ever will, Susie Kazam. Take a moment and listen to the podcast and learn.
Good morning, Alana, and thank you very much, and you're very welcome to this week's podcast. Can you firstly tell me about your business and who do you help and serve?
Hi, Rosemary. Well, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me along. So my name is Alana and my business is called Alive Experience. And I am a business mindset and success coach. And really, the people I serve, generally speaking, I work with people that are either on the cusp of setting up their new business, but maybe haven't made that leap of faith. And we'll be talking about, you know, maybe why and what could be holding them back. I think will be a big part of today's conversation. And then I also work with people who have made that leap of faith, gone out on their own, set up their business. They're either freelancers, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and a lot of the time people within the creative industries. And the reason for that is I have a kind of a long history within the creative industries. I worked myself as an event producer for many years and worked as a freelancer and entrepreneur within that industry too. So, you know, I tend to resonate very well with those people.
Yeah, because obviously when we resonate with people, we do a better job. Now, I really like this quote, since we're going to discuss fear, from Nelson Mandela. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he conquers that fear. And we all know in life, if we let fear impact us, we don't do things. Even take when we went to school the first day and there was a class full of kids, we were terrified. Many people ran out of that class crying. Two more serious things: COVID hit, businesses had to change, adapt, and that gave fear. And when we're afraid, it can actually really make even simple tasks difficult. So what would your recommendation be so we actually can control those fears and we go forward and we don't let them stop us?
Yeah, Rosemary, the key is knowledge and understanding. I think the key is knowledge and understanding in a lot of circumstances. But the first thing is, this is good and bad news. Fear is a part of life. So I always say, you know, make fear your friend, because it's going to show up. And it's going to show up when you push yourself out of your comfort zone. And we as humans are innately, it's in our DNA that we want to progress and we want to grow. So therefore, we are inevitably moving out of our comfort zone. And our comfort zone, I don't even know why it's called a comfort zone, because it doesn't stay comfortable for very long. You know, as soon as we get comfortable and get into the comfort zone, it actually starts to get mundane and you start to lose motivation and you're no longer comfortable, so to speak. And that's when you start to think about what I could do to grow, to progress, to change, to have more for my life, whether it be in your personal or your career. But then when you start to aspire to more, then the fear can come in, because that's because there's a little bit of a disconnect between the comfort and the new potential, and then a little bit of the unknown. But fear is a good sign. It's actually a sign that you are growing and progressing.
Now, when we are in fear or whatever, it can actually affect our decision-making process, our concentration, etc. Now, if you have a business and you aren't concentrating and you're worried, so you're thinking of all the problems out there, you can actually make bad decisions. you can miss an opportunity. So how do you actually overcome that?
So fear creeps in, and if we allow it, it snowballs out of control quite quickly. So it starts off as doubt and worry. So we'll use the example of leaving your well-paid, secure job that you're no longer stretched in, you're bored, or you're not, but it's comfortable, and it allows you to pay the mortgage, and it allows you to live the life that you're currently living, but you're not fulfilled and you're not happy. And you start thinking, I would love to set up my own business. And the first, when you start to think of an idea like that or something, that you get excited, don't you? It's kind of like, oh yeah, that potential of getting me out of this comfort that I'm in, which isn't very comfortable anymore. I'm actually on a hamster wheel, and there's got to be more to life than this. And if I was to go and set up my own business and work within my passion, and oh my gosh, all of these amazing things could happen, and you start to get excited. But then there's this, as I say, the doubt and worry starts to seep in, and the fear starts to bubble up. And if you allow it, then all of the self-limiting beliefs come tumbling in. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? I'm no good at finances. And what if I can't afford an accountant? Whatever, you know, a million of them start floating in. Because we don't actually understand what's happening. And then we actually start to listen to all of those things.
Yeah.
There's no truth in them, but we allow them to go, and they all just feed off each other and they keep going. And what we do then is, oh, it's a sign I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And we decide to let go of the dream, and we go back to our comfort zone and our safety a lot of the time.
Okay. And then the imagination, Lana, starts kicking in. And how often we've thought something is scarier or worse or more dangerous.
Oh,
in our imagination.
Actually, Rosemary, a big thing to say in this conversation as well is that there's two ends of the spectrum. And one is fear, which we're talking about. And fear is a very negative vibration. But fear is just something we don't, it means we've got to believe in something that we don't know if it's going to happen or not. All of the things that we fear that come bubbling up are in our imagination. They're things that we don't know if they're going to happen or not, but we're afraid that they might happen. At the other end of that spectrum is another F word, and it's faith.
Yes.
And when we have faith and we have belief, what sort of a vibration are we in? It becomes very positive. I believe I can do this. I've always wanted to have my own business since the time I left school. I have, you know, I'm massively talented in, I'm a massively talented creative, designer or interior designer or whatever it is that you dream that you can do. And actually have faith and then switch, you know, everything has got a polar opposite. And instead of allowing the fear and all the negative self-limiting beliefs that are lies that you're just telling yourself anyway, they're not truth. And instead of that, think about faith. Think about, remember, why did I get excited about this? Why do I want this? Remember all of the positives. And then it again means that you've got to believe in something that you don't know if it's going to happen or not. But isn't it much better to believe in that I can have my own business, I am a talented whatever it is that I want to do, I can find all the resources that are going to help me with my finances and the bits that I'm not so good at, and move in that positive vibration and look to faith. And then you can pass through. And it's like, basically, it's like anything. Feed the fear, it will grow. Understand that it's going to be there because you're doing something that's pushing you out of your comfort zone. But allow it to be, okay, there's the fear. That's okay. I know what that is. I'm not going to feed it. I'm going to feed the faith and the everything that I do want, and remember one of the reasons that I'm getting excited about this, and then I push through and I start taking action and I start moving towards the thing that I want.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And also, when you have that extra confidence or self-belief, you know, I'm good at this, and I'm not, we'll say, your finance side or whatever it is, then you actually end up, you will talk to people, you will talk to friends or business colleagues. And then what can happen? They say, oh, I know an accountant. And then that problem is solved. So I agree with you very, very much that is very, very important, because we don't want fear to impact us, to stop us achieving, and us just have all live with regrets because we have let fear overcome us, when fear is just a process. It's a part of life for us to achieve. Now,
as I say, make fear your friend, or as somebody said, was it Elizabeth Gilbert, said, you know, take fear, just put it in the back seat of the car, put the seatbelt on, and just keep on driving.
That's a very good one. Now, as well as that, when we have fear, what actually happens? Like, say, your example, someone wants to start a business. And they know they have the skill set, they know exactly the business. They even possibly have people told them that they would actually buy from them. And then something stops and they can lose valuable time because they're afraid. So what can we do to stop, speed up the process? Of, yes, as you've said, Alana, fear is a part of life. But as well as that, that we can overcome those fears quickly, we move on quickly. And obviously, in that case, that you get your business up and running, and it's not just something in your imagination.
Yeah, so knowledge and understanding. I work with, you know, fear is one of the big parts of the program that I work with. We spend 2 weeks studying exactly this, because fear, another thing to, you know, understand is, you know, how our mind works. And this is, you know, a much bigger conversation, but our mind, you know, we become what we think about. You know, we have, you know, with the power of our mind, we really can do and be anything, as long as we, you know, we believe we can. And we've heard that before, but, you know, and we believe it, but do we really believe it? And it's that thing of getting belief and understanding at a subconscious level. So our mind is, you know, there's many parts to our mind, but for the case of this conversation, I'm going to say there's two parts to the mind. There's our conscious mind, which is our thinking mind. It's what I'm using right now to talk to you. It's what I see, I hear, I taste, I touch, I smell, and all of those senses and all that information comes into my thinking mind. And then I've got my subconscious mind, which is my emotional mind. And that's where all my beliefs and my habits and everything live. Now, the amazing thing is our thinking mind actually only controls 2-4% of everything that we do. Our subconscious mind controls 96-98% of everything that we do. So when we feel fear, that's the feeling that's coming in from a disconnect with, you know, we're excited about this new idea. We get excited about it on a subconscious level, but then there's a little bit of, as I say, you know, kind of discombobulation between, you know, here's my safety and pushing me out of my safety, out of my comfort zone. So you really need to study it and get an understanding at the subconscious level so that when this fear does bubble up, you can overcome it, and you don't allow it to open up the rabbit hole of self-limiting beliefs that are stored there just waiting to pop out when it comes up. And as I say, we we really delve into it deep so that you can identify it, understand it, and then overcome it. Because fear is a part of life. And if you do want to grow and you do want to go after bigger and better things in your life, you're going to constantly come up against fear. But we call it, you know, the terror barrier. You can either come up against the terror barrier and bounce off it and go back to your comfort zone. Be back, you know, I love Januarys because, you know, everybody has their New Year's resolutions that they set them. They're usually pretty much gone by now, most of them. But bigger ones, when people really do set goals and they get, you know, apparently only 3% of the population really set meaningful goals. But when they do, the reason that they don't, that a lot of people don't accomplish them is because they don't understand about that terror barrier and the fact that you've got the choice to bounce off it and let all that limiting belief come in, or you can really look to faith and overcome. And everything is about mindset. 95% of success is mindset. So it's control, it's really understanding the mind, how the conscious and subconscious mind is working, what's happening at that emotional level, what's spurring you into action, and then taking that action so that you can push through. Because the third F in this equation is fear, faith. But if we push through the fear, we use faith and push through the fear, we get over to the other side and it's freedom. And you used some great examples there of, you know, your first day at school. Yes, every kid, or most kids standing at the door experience fear as their mother walks away or their father, whoever's dropping them off at the school gates or the school door. But they have to push through, and within a few minutes, they've forgotten freedom. They've seen the shiny toys in the corner of the classroom and off they toddle off. But another great example, and I'd say, and this is when people will remember, and I'm sure everybody's got something similar. It's like, have you ever been on like the high diving board or a water slide?
Oh, yeah,
loads of things like that. And you know, you climb up to the top really brave and you're like, yes, I'm going to do this. And then you stand at the top and the fear comes up, and then you turn around and you've got to do the climb of shame. Yeah. Back down, because you don't pick up the courage and feel the fear and do it anyway and jump off that high diving board. And you come down, you know, your head down, you're so ashamed as all the other kids are kind of looking at you. And then you pick up the courage again and you go up and you stand at the edge of that diving board and you throw yourself over. What does it feel like when you do that?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. But another example of that.
That happens every time we overcome. We take the action that we're afraid of, push on, we get this freedom and we get this, you know, and again, that faith then really grows, because all of the things that we need to support us on the journey actually just start to show up as well.
Something recently, or relatively recently, which probably wouldn't have happened if COVID didn't happen, I got a scooter, electric scooter. And I'd get everything. If I went on the high mode, or you can go slow, medium, or fast. Now, if I had just switched the fast, what would have happened? I would have fallen off, I would have been terrified, and I probably would never have got on the electric scooter again. So as well as that, we're better off starting on the slow mode at times. I know you will agree.
That's another great example of, you know, I always say, I've said it, I think already twice on this call, but I'm going to say it a third time. Success is 95% mindset and it's 5% strategy. The reason it's 5% strategy, and the reason that, I encourage people to, you know, really get clear on the goals that they want to achieve, really what they want to do, and then think about what's the next thing that you could do in order to move you towards that goal. I don't want you to sit down and write out a full year plan for your business step by step by step and strategize everything within an inch of its life. And there's a couple of reasons that I don't encourage it. One is that if you start you know, thinking of the 25 million steps that you need in order to get to your goal, you're going to get to step, you know, five. Well, let's not go 25 million. Let's go 25 steps to achieve your goal. You're going to go to step five or step 10, and you're not going to know how to get beyond that. And it's going to go, oh, I don't know what to do. So you're not going to bother taking any steps. Or you're going to see the full step and it's going to overwhelm you, the 25 steps that you've got to take. So again, you won't take any steps. And the reality is that if you take one step, it's going to move you to the next step, which might not have been the step that you would have put into your plan anyway. Because we've got to take action in order to get the reaction, in order to get the results, in order to assess the situation, to think about what the next action is going to be.
Yeah, it may.
So we'll use your example of your scooter, which is brilliant. You don't get on the scooter and go straight into high gear and whizzle off down the road, because you need, there's a few steps. Your goal is to be able to ride the scooter at a good pace, but you've got to take the steps. If you threw yourself onto that scooter and went straight, you would have fallen off. So you just think about, what's the first thing I need to do? Is I need to put one foot onto it. I need to put the other foot, I need to stand down and then balance and see if I can balance. And you take it step by step without scaring yourself with the full speed that is step number 25 or whatever. Take it as it comes.
Now, is fear a good thing at times?
Absolutely. It is an indication that you are moving towards. And this is the other thing. As I say, fear should be your friend. So again, we'll use the example of the business. You're like, oh, I really want to set up my own business, and you get excited about it, right? But if fear doesn't come in, it probably isn't the right goal for you.
Yeah, because when you fear, you're motivated.
Yeah, it's actually you really want something. So it's the fear of nearly not achieving it that comes in as well. But then some people decide not to even try because of the fear of not achieving it. They overcome it because they don't understand how fear is showing up and how to overcome the fear. And use it as the friend. So, you know, every time, and we should be, as I say, we are, as humans, we should always be striving for, it's not about not being, it's really important to be very grateful and content in what we have right now, but we should always be looking to grow.
I
think both in our professional and our personal lives, I always have a personal and a professional goal that I'm working on. I love where I am right here and now. I'm grateful for everything that I've got, but I am working towards getting there. And there is somewhere, you know, bigger and better than where I am here. But when I get there, I'm going to be setting another goal. Or even before I get there, I'll have already started to set my next goal. So when I get there, it becomes here. I love here because I've got everything that I was striving to get, but now I've got a new there.
Yeah. No, I hope I have it.
You're like, here, there, where? What's she talking about?
No, I'd be the same, because in fairness, when you have goals and the stronger the vision they have in your mind, the more you actually will go and do something. It's like, even if they say you're trying to sell a house and they say big buns or whatever. So when we go into the house, that we're not just seeing the physical house. Our mothers might make big buns and we might remember the smell, and it's doing a whole load of emotional things. So I believe personally, for me, it works for me, when I can tie that goal into something visual, that I can, if it can be visual, it can be a sound, or I don't know if that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, it does. And again, When I work with people, the first thing we do, we spend the first couple of weeks really getting clear about what those goals are, personal and professional goals. And when we say get clear on it, it's like really, really paint the picture. So, you know, you get that you actually, you know, you can write the script. If you describe it, somebody else can see it, but you get that you really see it clearly in your mind. Using your imagination, not using what you've got going on around you right now, because what you've got going on around you right now isn't what you want more. So therefore you need to pull from different resources. So we use some of our, you know, mental faculties, one of which is our imagination, to visualize and to really dream up whatever it is that we want to achieve. Because our minds, once it's got a clear image, it starts seeking the resources and the opportunities in order to bring us towards our goal. It's literally, our mind is like a GPS scanner. It's constantly looking to try and get us what we want. But at the moment, it doesn't actually know what we want most of the time, because all of our internal chatter, we're telling it what we don't want most of the time. You know, I don't want to be working where in the job I'm in. I don't want to be, you know, out of shape and, you know, a lot of that. So it's actually, it gets confused. And a lot of the time, depending, and we've got to be really careful about how we do speak to ourselves, because we're constantly, there's self-talk going on all the time. And unfortunately for a lot of us, because of, you know, programming and how we've been brought up and how we're wired, we're very good at connecting to negatives. You know, we believe the negative before we believe the positive. You know, 10 people standing in front of you and you sing a song, and 9 people say you've got a great voice. One person tells you you sound like a banshee or whatever. And you find it easier to believe the one person than you do the 9 positives. The 1 negative over the 9 positive a lot of the time. And again, we've got so many self-limiting beliefs that a lot of that's going on. So it's really important for our mind. And that's why we tend to go round and round in circles, getting the same results over and over again, because we're just telling our mind the same thing over and over again. Whereas if we get clear, really crystal clear on what it is that we want, we set that goal, we use our imagination and visualization. And, you know, people who have heard of vision boards, they become a big thing. The vision boards are great because they help with imprinting those images into your mind when you're sitting down. You have one on your screensaver. It's, you know, the house that it is that you want, your dream house that you want to buy. Now, I'm not saying you put a picture on the wall and look at it and, you know, next minute, I want a Ferrari, I'm going to put a Ferrari on the wall, and next minute there's going to be one parked outside my house. It doesn't quite work like that. There's a little bit more to it. But when we do give our mind clear goals to achieve, then it does scan, look for, like a GPS system, it's always looking to get us what we want. And everybody, if they actually think about that, you know, when there's sometimes you think it's a coincidence, I decided I wanted to do something, and the next day you bumped into, you know, Mary that you went to school with, and she just happens to be an accountant that you need. You know, these funny, and yeah. We call them coincidences a lot of the time, but in actual fact, it can be said that they're not necessarily coincidences. It is being open and aware of what it is that you're looking to achieve, and therefore open to these resources and opportunities and supports coming to you to help you to get what it is that you want to achieve.
Another area that seems to tie in very well with that is being calm, because obviously, if we're not calm, and I could bump into Mary and I could need an accountant, and I have a lovely chat, and because I'm worried about absolutely everything, I never glued the two things together. Mary could do my accounts.
Yes.
So how can you keep calm? So
how many missed opportunities are there out there? How many ideas were we, you know, a closed mind is a terrible thing. We have to have an open mind, because there's been many ideas, I bet, have been presented to you over the years that you just didn't even hear or listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you stay calm? knowledge and understanding, really understanding the mind and how the mind works. Because we have complete control over ourselves when we learn how to take control of our mind. But when we don't know, we let all of the outside circumstances and environment impact us and our mood and our and what we think and what we do. So you know, one big thing to help people to kind of center and stay calm is meditation. Meditation and breathing. I love doing breath work. You know, even if you do find yourself getting, you know, and a fear can, you know, then move into anxiety. Anxiety is something, you know, it shows up physically in the body, and it's something that we suppress, and it's never good to suppress anything because it's, you know, just pushing it further in, and it's causing then, you know, they say it goes, you know, from anxiety, it goes, the body goes into dis-ease and disintegration, and it's just, it's a continuous downward spiral. Whereas when we go to have knowledge, understanding, have faith, we then don't worry at all. We have positivity, and then we use our resources and we stay calm. We think about the situation at hand, and we look for different ways to overcome it, as opposed to that flight or fight, you know, when we just close down. And that's what fear does. It just shuts everything down, and we can't find a way out.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Like I would find, I love going for a walk, and that if there's something on my mind, as long as it's over 20 minutes, for some reason it needs to be over 20 minutes, and I can come up with solutions, I can come up with creative ideas, that's what personally works for me. Someone else, meditation, whatever. But as you say, if we actually understand and we can see what actually works for us as individuals as well, I think that is important. No, Lana, that is all great.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, just the you know, we've touched on the conscious and the subconscious mind, and we all have beliefs and paradigms. That, you know, stuff that's good, that's in there that we don't even know that's there. You know, it's programs that, you know, from the time of, you know, a young child, from the time we're born, we're being programmed to speak the language that we speak, to have the beliefs. And it's, you know, our parents, our siblings, our friends, our teachers, our environments are all, you know, putting all of these ideas into, and they've got locked into our subconscious mind. But we can overcome some of those, and especially some of the negative ones. As I said, we've all got negative ones. There's a book in that Dr. Shad Hemelstedt, and he says that even in a very supportive family, you know, two parents, loved children, supported, and everything, we're still given like 145,000 negative cues. Don't do that. You're no good at that. Sure. Why would you want to be doing that? All of those sorts of, that's constantly how we're, it's this kind of always known negative, negative, negative. So we grow up with that. How many times have we been told positives like that? Absolutely, go for it. You want to set up your own business? Go for it. You'd be amazing at it. Oh, but would you be able to pay that? Oh, would you be able to, are you sure? Would you not think of it? But you're no good at this.
Yeah, very, very much so.
And it's the people, when you look at the people that are really successful, they're the ones that don't listen to that. They just decide what they want. Decision is huge. Decide what you want. And if you really want it, go for it. Don't let fear, definitely don't let indecision get in the way. Decide I want it. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it. And I know that the supports are going to show up along the way and start taking action. And understand, yes, fear is going to come up. Yes, there's fear. It's my friend. Put it in the back seat. Put the seatbelt on and drive on through.
Yeah, positive self-thought, talk, and then we take action. No, that is great, Alana, and thank you very much, and very helpful. What would your final recommendations be for businesses to help them thrive during COVID and when COVID passes?
I would say knowledge and understanding, Rosemary. My program is called Thinking Into Results, and it is a 6-month program, but it really delves into understanding the mind and how you can really formulate and create your own mindset for success. Fourth time I'm going to say it, Rosemary. I said I was only going to say three, but now you've pushed me. I didn't know you were going to ask me this question. Success is 95% mindset, 5% strategy. So you've got to get your mindset right. It's everything. And it's the key. It's the key to, like, you know, quantum leaps. It's really the key to success. Why does 1% of the population have 99% of the wealth in the world? It's not because they're way better at everything than us. It's they know some of these, and they're life hacks, really. It's information that we should be taught in school. It's the programming that we should have had, the understanding that the power that we have within and the power of our mind, once we use it right, don't let all of the negative self-limiting beliefs get in the way. And the only way to do that is through knowledge and understanding, and really starting to understand how you can then it's all about reprogramming, because that sounds a bit, but like overriding the limiting beliefs at the subconscious level and putting in empowering beliefs, and therefore you will start taking the actions that you need to take in order to get the successes that you need to, that you want, and not letting the likes of fear come in and stop you in your tracks.
Makes a lot of sense. And thank you very much for that, Alana. Now, what I will do is I will also write a blog post and include it with the podcast. So thanks again for coming to the podcast this week, and may I wish you continued success with your business and all your clients and how you help them overcome fear.
Brilliant. Well, Rosemary, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Yeah, great. That'll be perfect. And you take care. All the best, Alana.
You then. Bye.
Bye.
Many thanks for listening to this week's podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. I work for freelancers, coaches, and adults with dyslexia. I create digital content, and I also train. Or do you need help with LinkedIn? I am a certified LinkedIn insider. So get in touch with me. Email me at contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie. Or get in touch on LinkedIn. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy.